Hello, hello. Welcome back. If you have never stopped in and listened to the podcast before, welcome. You're listening to Caffeine and Chaos. My name's Karina, and I created this podcast as a podcast for moms by mom who's just taking it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. For those of you who have tuned in before and are back yet again, thank you so much for joining me today. So, I know I pretty much say this every episode. I'm probably going to continue to say it every episode, but it's been busy. I think in my head, I think that someday things are going to slow down and I won't have to say that anymore. But I think I'm just lying to myself because life is always busy here. But between just everything we had going on last week, movers finally coming, getting our stuff situated. That's why I did not get a podcast out last week. It was just really crazy. Last week started with meeting at the dentist at 7:30 a.m. to get my teeth worked on, which ended up being quite a bit more extensive than they had originally anticipated. So that was super, super fun. Not really. And then Tuesday, our movers came, finally, after 3 months, with the rest of our household goods shipment. And when movers come and you have the military move you, which we didn't have a choice, but honestly, I really can't imagine doing it any other way, especially with young kids, because it made the process a lot easier having someone come pack all of our stuff and then unpack it. But they don't just bring your boxes in the house. They have to unpack each box for you. So our house hasn't been like, here's a nice pile of boxes that we slowly have to open and find places for everything. It's been more like mass chaos of piles everywhere. And suddenly I had 20 loads of dishes and 15 loads of laundry to do because they brought all of our stuff. And it was just sitting in piles around my house and I didn't know what to do with it. So that has kept me busy. And Tyler had to go back to work. So I've been unpacking and organizing our house by myself. The good news is, Tyler is home today, sadly because we have a sick child who has an eye infection, so we are having to disinfect the house, but he's here to help me clean and finish getting all this stuff unpacked, which is an A+, and I'm really excited, because it's a lot of work to do it by yourself with three kids underfoot. And I hired a housekeeper today to come in once a month and clean my house for me. And I'm really thrilled. It's the best decision I feel like I've made in quite a while. So hope springs eternal as I move forward to making efforts to making life a little less crazy. But we'll see how that goes. Anyway, let's jump right in. There's a couple things I want to talk about today. I don't just want to focus on one topic, and this is actually an episode I had fully anticipated on doing more towards the beginning of April, but with current events, I think now is the right time to do it. But in order to jump into today's topic, which is the future of Caffeine and Chaos, let's talk about the past and the beginning, especially for those of you who haven't been here. But also for some of you who probably haven't heard the whole story of how Caffeine and Chaos came to be. And I'm not really sure that I've ever fully shared this story with anyone. So if you're listening to this, even if you know me, this will probably be the very first time where you've heard some of these details. About a year ago, I was pregnant with Addison, who's our youngest. And I was just kind of in a weird place in life. We had just found out we were having a girl. We were super excited. But a little stressed out. A third pregnancy wasn't exactly what we had planned. And I was just really in this place where I was struggling. Struggling as a mom with young kids to just redefine myself and discover who I was again. When my husband and I got married, I was a fresh college graduate. I had a bachelor's degree. I had dreams and goals. And I literally gave all that up to marry my husband and follow him to Lejeune. And it was a very easy choice. Still to this day, it's a very easy choice. But I can't say that part of me sometimes wishes that I had the opportunity to use my degree, especially after working so hard for it for all those years. And I certainly wouldn't change my situation or having kids or anything for any of that. But here we are, and I just felt like I was grasping for something I couldn't reach. And I was having a conversation with a friend, and she just really encouraged me, you know, just find hobbies, things that you love, and just start doing them. Don't pick a start date. Don't make a goal. Just do it. Just do it. I had another friend at the time who got me really interested in podcasts. They were something different to listen to while I was cleaning because I love music, but I was kind of getting tired of that. And I needed something that could just take my mind off of my thoughts during different times of the day. So I really got into listening to podcasts. She and another friend had started one that was just awesome, and I loved it. And I really thought to myself, this is something I could really enjoy doing. I have a bachelor's degree in communications. Public speaking is something I've always loved to do, and I've constantly sought opportunities to do it, but none have ever presented themselves. So podcasting just kind of sat on my mind for a while. But I was really intimidated by it, because of course, when you start something like this, your thought is, if I do this, no one's going to listen, and I'm just going to be talking to space. And then, of course, there's the never-ending anxiousness, especially in today's society, of someone's going to think that I'm copying their idea, because there just seems to be a lot of that going around, where someone assumes that someone else copied your idea. And that wasn't the case at all. And then I just didn't have the time for it. Being pregnant, having two toddlers at the time, I just felt really overwhelmed by the idea of taking anything else on. So I didn't do it. And I just kind of put it on the back burner. Addison was born. We just kind of moved forward with life through the moving process. But it was still at the forefront of my mind. I listened to all these other podcasts. I really enjoyed them. I even thought of topic ideas. But I just kept telling myself, it's going to be too hard. It's going to be too much work. You don't have the time or the energy to do this. Just drop it, Karina. Well, then months went on. It was November. I was chatting with another friend who started a podcast, and I was asking her, I was like, how did you start? And she shared about the software and the programming she was using to record her podcast and get it published. It sounded super easy. She really enjoyed it. So I did some research, found Anchor, tested some things out, and sure enough, it was super easy, something I could definitely do. And as I just started listening to more podcasts, I realized that podcasts have the ability to be more candid. And I have a nature that likes to be more organized and perfectionist. But sometimes in my public speaking, I like to feel like I can be more candid. So I kind of began to pursue the idea a little more, and certain things just held me back. Finally, December rolled around. Some things had come into our life, and we were at Christmas with family, and I was just chatting. And my mom and my sister really just encouraged me. You know, you love public speaking and you have a platform to use that you can really just share some really neat things about military life and life in Japan and some of the things that your family deals with through different situations. And they were right. They were totally right. And so I began to kind of mess around with podcasts, recorded a couple. And then in January, when we were in our temporary lodging, it was a Tuesday morning, and I was just sitting there and I just thought to myself, you know what? I'm just going to publish a podcast and see what happens. Because what's the worst that could happen? I get zero listeners, no one wants to hear it, and then I never publish another podcast again. Okay. So on a Tuesday morning in January, I published the very first episode of Caffeine and Chaos. And it went off so much better than I ever could have imagined. I want to say I had 67 listens by the end of the first day, and I was completely blown away getting feedback from people. And the joy that I found and the identity I found for myself in doing that was so refreshing after 3 years of feeling like I was just defined as Easton and Wyatt's mom or Tyler's wife, because the lifestyle we live is really challenging to have your own identity, because we very much just follow our spouses wherever they go. And there is no career. There is no consistent speed. Everything is constantly changing. And so to have the opportunity to have that for myself was amazing. And it felt so good. And it was something that I could do in my own time. Something even that my husband acknowledged as important enough that he would take our kids and go do something with them so I could have the time to do it. And that meant even more to me, to be able to have something that my husband has acknowledged as important to me and who I was. So here we are now in March. So three, almost 4 months since the very first podcast of Caffeine and Chaos came on. It's been a fun ride. It really has. So about a month ago, more than that, late February, I decided since we were getting settled, I wanted to do two podcast episodes a day, which seemed really feasible at the time. Then we moved into our house and we're learning to adjust to life in Japan, which poses a little bit of an interesting challenge. We've had to learn how to work around our internet provider and power outages and just some different things that we didn't really expect. And y'all have been super patient through that, and I'm so appreciative of it. But the last couple weeks, I really started thinking about, okay, I want this podcast to be successful. I want it to make sense. I want it to connect to my audience. And I want it to be fun. I want it to be something that I don't ever feel not obligated to do, because that sounds horrible, but just better about, I guess. And so I really, really just begin to think about what would make everything more practical for me and just the stage of life that we were in, which was still transitioning to living here in Japan and having three kids. And then Tyler went back to work and my kids did not adjust well to life with dad being back at work. And so it's been a rough couple weeks for our family just readjusting. And so I really thought to myself, you know what, if I'm going to make this podcast practical for my listeners, beneficial and truly what I want it to be, I need to cut it back down to one podcast a week, use my blog more often, and potentially have like mini podcast episodes here and there. Well, then the world kind of started to fall apart. I mean, at this point, I really don't know what else to say, except it really is like there's some weird stuff going on, y'all. And we're all living in this new era of life that none of us have ever experienced before. And our friends and family back home are quarantined and having to stay at home. And it's looking like it's going to be for a few more weeks. And so as we were getting settled here, I really just started thinking about, you know, one thing that I thoroughly enjoy doing is doing what I can to encourage people. Now, don't get me wrong. I have a stubborn streak in me. I can start a healthy debate. If I think I'm right, don't fight me. You can ask my husband about it. It's just in my personality to be persistent and to be persuasive. It's literally because of who I was raised by, because that's exactly how my parents are. It's not that I hate you, promise. If you've ever gotten into a healthy debate, please know I don't hate you. It's just my personality. But I also really like to be an encouragement to people, and I love doing things like sending text messages to people and just telling them like, hey, thought of you today, you know, hope you have a great week kind of thing. And so I really thought about what ways can I use this podcast to be an encouragement to my friends and family back home who are really facing some uncertain times. Times that here in Japan, we weren't facing and had no reality of facing it until just this last weekend. When in a matter of 12 hours, things changed very quickly for our little island of 1.5 million people. And now we're really not sure what the next few weeks looks like for us here on Okinawa. But I really want to be able to use my love for public speaking and the joy that I find in podcasting to encourage you guys, especially in this season of life, because it's intimidating and it's scary, especially those of you with kids, those of you whose husbands are in the military, and we're really not certain what's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks. I have so many friends whose husbands are deployed right now who aren't coming home, and they don't know when they're coming home because of all of this. I have friends who are set to move back to the United States from Japan, and they're literally moved out of their house sitting in a hotel waiting to find out if they can go home. I have family whose jobs have been impacted in such a way that they have no job for several more months, and they only work a couple months out of the year, and their income is now impacted, and they're having to make a plan B for their family. And it's scary. It's impacting my direct family. It's impacting my friend's direct family. You know, we have family. The husband is a pastor, a music pastor, and their church is having to make the decision to have services or not have services. And I know it's having a really big impact on his wife, and her heart is just aching right now in this season because they love their church and they love their people. You know, pastors who are having to make the decision for the safety and obedience to the powers that be to not meet. And I could go on and on, but the point is, it's uncertain times. And if you have the ability to be an encouragement during these times and to maybe be the silver lining, or at least the 30 minutes a day that can take people's minds off of what's going on, then do it. And that's something that has really been heavy on my heart for the last week as things have just kind of unfolded, is I have the time now that we're moved in. I have the opportunity and I have the desire to be an encouragement to people in a situation when I can't just get in my car and drive and be with the people who we love. I'm here and I'm far away, but what can I do from here? So now let's talk about the future for Caffeine and Chaos. My original intent was, again, as I said before, was to do this episode at the beginning of April and tell you that there were going to be some changes, just so that my podcast could be everything that I've wanted it to be and more. What I want Caffeine and Chaos to be is something fun. Sometimes we'll talk about serious stuff, but a majority of the time, I want to talk about fun, interesting things that can be something you can listen to while you're cleaning or while you're just at home enjoying your own time or drinking a cup of coffee. Something light, something that can put a smile on your face, sharing about our family, our experiences here in Japan a little bit, about life, answering questions you guys have, and just being an encouragement to you guys. That's what Caffeine and Chaos is, and that's what I want it to continue to be. So because of that, I will be going back to one full episode a week. So every Tuesday you will get a full episode. That means 30 minutes or longer. But amidst all of this, I'm going to do my very best to produce more than one episode a week. The other episodes will be shorter in nature with the purpose to encourage you and hopefully give you something to look forward to, especially during times of quarantine. As always, I know I always mention this at the end of my podcast, but seriously, if you guys have questions, even comments, creative criticism, I mean, anything, we do have an email. You can reach out to me on Facebook or on Instagram. I would love to know what you guys would like to hear about, especially through these next few weeks of quarantine. If there's a topic that you want me to talk about, let me know. We'll talk about it. Because I want this to be something that you guys want to listen to, something that you want to share with friends and family. And I'm always going to try to do my very, very best to not just share my personal opinion on the podcast, but to share an open enough opinion that obviously I'm not offending anybody and that I can just encourage you. That's really the baseline of what I want to do here, is be an encouragement. Are there certain topics that I won't talk about on here? Absolutely there are. And that's just because that's what I've decided. So for the duration of whatever is going on in the world, whether it is for one more week, whether it is for two or three more weeks, I'm going to be producing mini episodes on other days during the week. And I'm not going to commit to every day just because I don't know what every day looks like for us. I would love to do that. But as I've been learning the last 2 weeks, and hopefully this will all peter out and become more normal life for us here, you know, some days are just crazier than others. This morning, I had to take Wyatt to the doctor, and he has an eye infection. That wasn't something I expected this week, but here we are. So just taking it day by day and doing what I can, optimizing my time, Now that we're moved in, I do have more time built into my day to be able to do these things. So, one full episode every Tuesday, some mini episodes thrown in throughout the week to be an encouragement to you guys through this quarantine process. The blog, I am going to do my very, very best to at least post one blog post a week. Now, some of you have asked about YouTube, especially with stuff in relation to our life in Japan. When I made Caffeine and Chaos with moving to Japan, I knew in my heart, and kind of as I started on this, that I was only going to be able to include and mesh together Caffeine and Chaos and sharing about our life in Japan for so long, because I didn't want Caffeine and Chaos to become a travel podcast. So there will still be episodes about Japan, about our life here. I'm working on one for next week for you guys to just kind of share about a couple more things that we've done here in Japan and answer some questions that I've got. But I did know at some point I would want to separate the two so they were two different entities. At this time, I'm not comfortable using YouTube as a forum. They're kind of dealing with some legal stuff right now in what they deem is appropriate for regular YouTube and appropriate for YouTube Kids. And it's really complicated. You can look it up. If you watch vloggers, a lot of them are starting podcasts, and they've actually talked a little bit about what's going on. But because of what's going on, there's a lot of vloggers on YouTube who are actually quitting YouTube and going to the podcast format, because it kind of puts a line on what can be posted. And at this point, I'm not in anything for the money, so I wouldn't care about being monetized, but I also wouldn't just want my YouTube videos shared on YouTube Kids, because I want my children to be in them. But if that's the case, they couldn't be on regular YouTube. So that makes it a bit of a challenge. So in the meantime, I will continue sharing about Japan on my Instagram, of course, and I'll occasionally share about it here. But the predominance of my Japan content will now be on the blog. Later this week, there will be a whole new tab up on the blog, and my goal will be to create one post a week with pictures. I already have it scheduled on my calendar for which day. I'm not going to say which day yet, because I'm going to test it out this weekend. If that day really works well, then I'll announce it, or you'll know, because it'll be posted. And also, going to start taking advantage of Instagram TV more often to do more live type videos when we go out in Japan and sharing things with you guys about Japan. That allows for a more video friendly format that's up longer than just a story, but is not YouTube and isn't as heavily regulated and not monetized. I don't want anything that's monetized at this point, which means that you make money off of it. So that's kind of a lot, I know. But that's what's going to be happening with Caffeine and Chaos. In an effort to make it simpler on myself, to make it more beneficial for all of you, and hopefully be more consistent. And now that we are settled, I know it'll be more consistent. And I was just reminded this last week, and this was kind of the last thing that I wanted to talk about. So I'll segue into it. But especially if you're a mom right now, this is a weird season to be a mom in. I'm not going to lie. It's in our nature to be very protective of our children. And I think when things tend to go to chaos, especially in the world, I mean, right now we're not just facing something in just our state or the country we're living in. We're facing something that the whole world is facing. And we as moms are becoming very protective of our families. I've noticed it a lot on Facebook. I've even noticed it in some of my posts. Like, where we live isn't as heavily impacted by what's going on yet, but I still feel like there are times where I need to be very protective. And I have gone back and realized, wow, that may have come across really harsh when I didn't intend for it to, but it's because the, excuse me, the anxiety and the pressure I'm starting to feel just kind of came out in the moment. And I think that's normal. But just a couple things to remember during this time. Have grace with other moms. This is a scary time for everyone. Even if you're only like 0.5 scared, everyone's a little bit nervous. Be gracious with the people around you. Be loving. I know I said that in the podcast episode that I talked about last time when I just talked about being kind to people. But especially from mom to mom, be gracious during this time. especially if you're friends with a mom who may make different choices for her kids than yours, that's still okay. But the most important thing right now is that we're banding together and we're encouraging each other, because it's kind of a weird season that none of us have ever faced before. No one's ever experienced this, and so we're all learning something new together. And it's okay to struggle. We're all struggling to learn about what this means. The other thing is, have grace with yourself. I've learned a lot this last week that I've had to put aside my priorities and the things that I needed to be important, that I felt needed to be important, like my podcast. Recording an episode on Tuesday and Friday just didn't happen last week. I kid you not, my husband and I have tried to record the adoption episode 3 times. Twice we had technical difficulties, and the third time we were just so distracted from what had happened during the week and so tired that we couldn't record a successful episode. I'll admit, if I posted that episode, you'd probably spend a good majority of it laughing because it is funny, but it wasn't what at all we wanted it to be. But last week, with moving, getting settled, my kids were just a wreck because Tyler's been in and out so inconsistently. My kids needed me. And it finally just came down to Saturday night, Wyatt was screaming in his bed, and we brought him in our bed, and he instantly just fell asleep in my arms. And I cried because I cried because it was really sweet. And I just am realizing how quickly my kids are growing up, and I'm not going to get that very often anymore. But I also realized that, you know, I talk all the time about having grace with yourself. Have grace with your kids too, because they sense things. They know what's going on. And it is okay to put other things aside for your kids. You have a gym membership. You feel like you have to work out 5 days a week. You know what? Sometimes you need to skip your workout and spend time with your kids. You know, you have a work from home business. Sometimes it's okay to close down shop for a day and spend time with your kids. I made an Instagram post the other day about what a different world we'd live in if we took this quarantine as an opportunity to learn more about our families, to love our kids more, to reach out to others. Because when this quarantine's over and we all went out, imagine how much stronger the family unit would be. And so take the opportunities to read bedtime stories with your kids. Do things with them that you've never done before. Sit down and color at the table. This is something I struggle with. I have such a horrible tendency to let the TV be a babysitter, because I feel sometimes like I need to clean the house and I need to do this and that, and it's more important. And I'm learning that the age that my kids are right now, they need me more than anything else needs to be done. And you know what? In 18 years, my house is going to be clean and I'm really going to be missing the mess. So that's just my encouragement for this week. Be gracious with each other. Be gracious with your kids. And don't be afraid to take the things that you feel are a priority, no matter what it is, right now in this season, and to say, no, my family comes first this week. It is okay to do that. And I don't think anybody's going to blame you at this point in the stage that we are all in. So that's all that I've got for today. I hope the beginning wasn't super boring, but I needed to get it out there and just kind of share with you guys what is to come. So I'm excited. I hope you're excited. Thank you for listening. Keep an eye out for those mini episodes and the blog post. If you haven't already, go ahead and like the Caffeine and Chaos Facebook page. That's where you can find all the updates about new episodes and things to come. You can also find me on Instagram at caffeineandchaos3. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, creative criticism, topic ideas, anything at all, even if you just want to say hey, hit me up on Instagram, or you can send an email to caffeineandchaos3@gmail.com. That's all I got for today, so I hope you guys have a spectacular Tuesday, and I will catch y'all later. Hey guys! You're listening to Caffeine and Chaos, a podcast for moms, by mom, who's just taking it one day, one cup of coffee at a time.